Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the Hijrah, or the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the sovereign, the ultimately real, and the one who is absolutely manifest. And I bear witness that our master and our prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and messenger and the seal of all of the messengers. And may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and upon his family and his companions and all of those who follow them until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have the taqwa of Allah. For verily he says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِيكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Have taqwa of Allah and believe in His Messenger. He will give you a double portion of His mercy and provide for you a light by which you will walk, and He will forgive you. Ayyuhal Mu'min, O worshippers. The migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been enshrined for us as a lesson that we should take heed from, for it is a lesson that teaches us aspects of the life of the greatest of mankind, alayhi salatu wasalam, and demonstrates for us the ethics by which he lived and which he represented, which in turn we are tasked to embody ourselves in our lives. And in this regards, the Hijrah itself could be seen as a school that continually endures and teaches us certain key values that if we were to put into practice, they would be a source of tranquility and peace. And so, for example, we learn in the Hijrah the way of patience and action whilst trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this can be embodied in the events of the journey, which begin per se when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to make the Hijrah, to leave Mecca. For he alayhi salatu wasalam sent word to his loyal companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu to accompany him on this journey and to make preparations for this migration. And this indicates for us, brothers and sisters, the importance that in our own spiritual paths and journeys, that we should have the companionship of truthful friends and righteous companions. This is what is embodied in the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That have taqwa of Allah and be with those who are truthful. In other words, a demonstration of this taqwa is that we choose to be in the companionship of those who are truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took all the means that would entail success in this hijrah, in terms of worldly means. And yet he always placed his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking his aid alone. And we see an embodiment of this act in that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took so many different strategies, such to the point that him and Sayyidina Abu Bakr at one point were hiding in a cave, and yet when the mushrikeen came and they tracked them down as if they just looked at their feet, as the narration say, لَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدُهُمْ نَذَرَ تَحْتَ قَدَمَيْهِ لَأَبْصَرْنَا. And so Sayyidina Abu Bakr says that if they were surrounded to the point that if any one of them was to just look down at their feet, they would see us. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to Sayyidina Abu Bakr with confidence of someone who trusts his Lord and is assured of his mercy and protection because of their sense of certainty of this withness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them and supporting them. And so he said, مَا ذَنُّكَ بِإِثْنَيْنِ اللَّهُ ثَالِثُهُمَا. He said, what do you think of two of which Allah is the third? So لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. Do not be saddened, do not be worried, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. And it was this withness, this sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's care and aid and support was with them, all part of that journeying of the hijrah, and of course in a greater sense the journeying of their lives. that gave them the tawfiq, that gave them this divinely mandated success, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was aiding them, and they placed their tawakkul, their trust, ala Allah, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so one of the lessons we learn from this is that the way of the believer is to never live hope, never give up hope, never to feel a sense of despair, to never think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not cause or provide aid, even the most difficult of circumstances. And so the way of the believer is the way of perpetual optimism. Because if they place their hope in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause their affair to be a success, whether it be in the temporality of this world or in the eternity of the next, which is the most real world, which is the world of success. So believers, our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also, as part of the hijrah, had to leave his watan, his homeland, that which his heart was attached to. And in a very moving scene, at the point in which he's leaving his homeland, we see him say, Lawla, as if he's speaking to Mecca, he says, Lawla anna ahliki akhrajuni minki ma akhrajtu. If it wasn't that your people would have expelled me, I would not have left you. So this is the intimacy by which he's speaking to his homeland. And in reality, this homeland, this love for his watan remained. But this need to leave was to leave for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if we reflect, brothers and sisters, on the deeper meaning of the hijrah, then it is to move away from what we may take to be our abodes of habits and habitual tendencies that may be given to disobedience, and to leave all of that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, He says, وَالرُّجَزَ فَهْجُرُ. He says, shun sin, leave الرُّجْزَ. Leave, make hijrah literally from الرُّجْزَ, which is disobedience, sin, all types of vices. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, أَيُّ الْهِجْرَةِ أَفْضَلْ. Which type of migration is the best? He said, أَنْتَهَجُرَ مَا كَرِهَ رَبُّكَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. That you make hijrah, literally, by abandoning what your Lord, the Mighty, the Majestic, dislikes. So brothers and sisters, the real hijrah ma'nawiyya, the meaning of the hijrah in terms of its deeper sense, is that we make hijrah for the sake of Allah by intending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone in our lives, and we leave that which is for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make it our qibla, our orientation towards Allah, with sidq al-tawajjuh. And that's why one of the most important hadith on intentions begins with this hadith that says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that actions are by intentions, but then it joins it with the act of the hijrah. Because the hijrah was a manifestation of sincerity of intention, to intend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when we come to these occasions, when we remember the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we should use these occasions as a moment to realign our orientation in our lives, to become people who intend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become people who are willing to shun and to leave aside everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and orientate our lives to Him for His sake. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And that is not something difficult for Allah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the tawfiq and aid us, and that He be with us in this journeying to Him by giving us the tawfiq to have sincere intentions and to act on them. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran Abu Dhabi.